KMJ News Time, 7:51, and now we go to the most powerful man in Fresno, Gabe Dillard. Good morning to you, sir.
Wow, good morning.
Hey, give us a recap of the 27th annual Fresno Compact.
Yeah, so last week they held their stakeholders luncheon, and they honored 9 businesses and a local administrator for their work in preparing students for the professional world. These are businesses who not only donate money, but they also donate time, and that's something that a lot of the schools in the area would gladly accept. One of the most poignant parts of the luncheon was honoring the Heart Group and the late Dr. Alfred Valles, who died last October with his wife in an auto accident in their Tesla in North Fresno. In addition to all the lives that he saved, he also volunteered to educate students about the heart. These are students who are looking into a medical career. And with the Heart Group, was able to offer a cow heart dissection experience for like thousands of students. And his mom, Lottie Valles, was on hand to accept the award, along with Dr. Dalpinder Sandhu, who is the president of the Heart Group. It was a very touching moment. And the rest of the businesses, All Exclusive Custom Landscapes, was honored for their volunteer work at Webster Elementary School in Fresno. The Brown Legal Group helps out quite a bit at Kastner Intermediate in Clovis. Veterinarian Gail O'Banion takes care of all the livestock animals at Sanger High. Guido's Martial Arts Academy owner, Sean Guido, has been an active partner with Reagan Elementary, doing anti-bullying and assemblies and stuff like that. Harris Ranch used students from CART to up their marketing game. JD Food in Fresno offers field trips to their facility for students to learn about wholesale and retail pork fabrication. Roger Rockas uses adult students with disabilities to clean their theater space performances. And then Nelson's Ace Hardware has a similar program with adult students at their Selma and Kingsburg stores. And as I mentioned before, they're always on the lookout for more volunteer businesses. So you can actually go to the FresnoCompact.com and learn more about how, if you're a business owner, how you can get involved.
Very good. That's Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, we have a story with 3 components to it: Caglia Environmental, the Central Valley Tax Protection Group, and potentially the Fresno County District Attorney's Office.
Yeah, this is a story about waste service that we did in the city of Fresno last week and allegations that Caglia Environmental overbilled for residential waste service by more than $3 million since 2018. So it was a group that you mentioned, this tax protection group that, you know, we weren't able to really confirm existed, that made these allegations. And it turns out that Caglia Environmental was sort of an innocent party to this. They followed all of the steps that the city laid out in order to get these rates increased about 6 years ago. It was something that I think the city, there are people with the city failed to do that sort of led to the situation here. So what the city manager wanted to point out was that these overpayments were started in Lee Brand administration. And when the Dyer administration caught on, they applied the correct rates. Council members were made aware of this, and the city is exploring legal avenues to resolve the situation. So we spoke with Richard Caglia with Orange Avenue Disposal, and he pushed back on these allegations. You know, as I mentioned, he said they followed the city's procedures for raising these rates. And this is a bit of a correction for us because we kind of didn't get this story right. So I wanted to clear the record to say that Caglia, you know, the city council voted on these rate increases back in 2018. So the city is now going through a process. It's called Prop 218 that involves mailing public noticing to ratepayers and mailing them protest cards that they could turn in order to fight these changes. So from what I'm hearing, that, you know, this Prop 218 vote, if ratepayers don't protest it, that it could make up for this $3 million plus that is sort of hanging in the wind here is how they're going to handle this. But really sticky situation that, yeah, you know, we sort of stepped into and got ourselves a little bit stuck. But yeah, I just wanted to offer that correction. And yeah, we'll be definitely covering the story moving forward.
Excellent stuff. As always, he is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, joins us every Monday at about 7:50. Gabe, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.